Stop looking to the skies for signs of alien life, because this week's discovery battles a threat that's been here for centuries. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. People are fascinated by the prospect of life on other planets, and author Michael McBride's Forsaken mixes the study of ancient civilizations with the search for alien life to create a breakneck thriller about an ancient enemy that endangers the human race. The story catches up with a number of scientists who are still struggling to get back to their old lives after surviving a deadly attack by an ancient creature at a research station in Antarctica. Though they thought that the creature was under control and the threat was behind them, it seems that it was only just the beginning. And now new discoveries in Antarctica, an archaeological site in Mexico, and other locations around the world suggest that the creature is not only still alive, but it's also multiplying and becoming even more powerful. Now, Forsaken jumps back and forth from the touristy site in Mexico to the top-secret facilities far beneath the surface in Antarctica, where the scientists have been working with a shadowy military unit known as Unit 51 to investigate what seems to be an ancient alien life form that's been awakened. It's a tense sci-fi thriller, following the characters as they face an adversary that they thought they'd defeated. With each discovery, the horrors increase, and you might find yourself reading late into the night, too anxious to drift off to sleep. Of course, it's rarely easy jumping into a series after it's already begun, and if you haven't read McBride's Subhuman, you might feel like you're missing something. Though the author gives some background, the characters here aren't especially developed, and the origins of the threat sometimes seem unclear, too. And though it builds to heart-pounding action and suspense, first-time readers may struggle to connect to the characters, resulting in a slower, more challenging read. But is it worth joining the fight with these stressed-out scientists? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Fans of Subhuman are sure to enjoy the continuing action of Forsaken, and they'll be eager to see what's still to come. But it's definitely best to start from the beginning of the series. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Forsaken by Michael McBride is 432 intense but incomplete pages long and is available from Pinnacle. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.